Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Jamaica and Cuba to strengthen cooperation in the agro industry. Find out more on today's edition of Calling Farmers, or Jamaican Sing of the Day segment is also part of the program. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. Government pensioners, there are now several ways to connect with the Accountant General's Department as we modernize our operations to serve you better. Call the AGD at 922-8320-7, 922-7906, or toll-free at 1-888-991-3005. Send an email to info@treasury.gov.jm. Find us on Facebook or live chat with an agent at treasury.gov.jm. And we've now added WhatsApp messaging. WhatsApp us at 818-6583. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican. Jamaica is moving to strengthen cooperation with Cuba in the area of agriculture. Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Carl Samuda says a delegation from the ministry will be visiting Cuba to explore possibilities for cooperation and exchange of ideas on how the two countries can move ahead economically, socially, and culturally. Among the areas identified for strengthening were animal husbandry, with emphasis on improving the alternative feeding program to reduce Jamaica's dependence on imported soya bean and corn.
In the area of cattle feed especially, where they have improved their own situation tremendously and used their raw materials domestically obtained to avoid the need to import the raw materials that go into our animal feed.
Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries Carl Samuda. Another area of focus will be training for workers in critical industries such as sugarcane.
Our sugar industry is one such industry where we feel that we can gain a lot by being exposed to their training techniques, their approaches, both in terms of the development of the factories and also the sugar fields.
Minister Samuda says he looks forward to long and lasting cooperation between Cuba and Jamaica.
Now more than ever before, we must begin to focus on our immediate neighbors, states with whom we have had a long tradition of friendship and cooperation. 90 miles off our shore is a nation that has done remarkably well with limited resources, but in terms of technology, they have stayed on the cutting edge of competition with the technology that they have introduced.
My mother said me go live with Uncle George and his family so them can send me go school. Them said them soon send me, but me have to work first. My work hard, you see. Mommy said me must make them send me back cause she not have nowhere to put me. So me wash and clean. The only thing is that sometimes them beat me. But them said them will send me go school next year if me work good. Me I go work hard cause me want go school.
Domestic servitude is human trafficking. Human trafficking is modern-day slavery. Call 811 or the nearest police station if you suspect something. Let's unite to end human trafficking.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
The tax threshold will move from $592,800 to $1 million on July 1, 2016. And on April 1, 2017, it will move from $1 million to $1.5 million. This will benefit all persons who pay income tax. The Government of Jamaica, building a partnership for economic growth and prosperity.
And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Hell and powder house. Translation, hell and powder house. And this means an explosive situation is about to take place. We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for other important developments in the agriculture sector on another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.